Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you are listening to This Life
with Bob Forrest
and Dr. Drew.
Here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around once again that iPhone of yours. Get in your car, get in traffic, get in line, for it's another episode of This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest.
That's right, and we were joined today
by the intro.
Tried to put himself ahead of you.
The love bastard.
I can't do that.
Craig Shoemaker.
See a little Freudian slip there? Someday he wants to take over here.
You can have it. Stand-up actor, writer. The book is Love Mastered. You can check that book out. We talked about it last time. And it's this relationship
with a fan actually.
Where you both
back east
got into these very deep conversations in the book.
Happened? It was on Facebook private message. She reached out to me, said she was in pain, and something inside of me compelled me to get with her and discuss with her. You know what the stuff that I was going through. I basically shared that with her, and that the book is time stamped. It's over a year, and I became kind of a muse for her. She's a great writer, by the way. I couldn't wait to get back to my hotel and write to her. And it's a love story, and ended up I fixed her up with a guy.
I remember that at the end.
Crazy.
And we ended up talking.
Love master.
What episode?
That's my ninth marriage I fixed up, by the way.
What episode?
You are the king.
I need a new business here.
What episode, the producer, this lady? Okay, we're going to tell you what episode that was. But we in that episode a year or so ago, we got into a lot of conversation about borderline personality disorder and relationships with that. And you said you have some feedback.
Follow-up. Well, I do because, listen, and a lot of the book is about that. It's really about self-discovery. You can't blame people. You can't be a victim, even if they do have borderline and you are a victim to certain things in a way because it's really difficult to deal with. But the energy that you put out is key to everything. I mean, so I shifted my energy with my ex-wife. I'd say, what was it, Justin? Justin's here with me.
Justin, his son is here, and I remember he was on the show last time with the background going, Dad, shut up. It's enough already. Enough. You need to change your energy. And you're like, what? She's terrible. She's impossible.
Maybe that's when it was my son, actually, was the
catalyst for it all.
Yeah, exactly. But
remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, and Justin was. He's like, Dad, they're all gonna hear this, and they did.
Yeah.
One of my ex-wife's friends wrote you a letter, and she was like furious. You know, how can you do that? How can he diagnose her and that kind of
Drew
stuff?
Never got that.
I never got that letter.
No, that
yeah, she was not happy with that. But it's.
I have a theory that what you're describing, we're the term borderline comes from borderline hysterical.
No, borderline psychotic.
But what was hysterical?
That was another diagnosis. Yeah, hysteria.
It's in the same area.
Now it is, but it wasn't then.
Okay.
The history is borderline psychotic.
Yeah.
So are we a – just let's generalize more. Are we a borderline borderline psychotic society?
I think
we are.
I think we're really going through it, and it's exposed.
Oh, look at the
now.
Young person is nodding. We are.
It's exposed now because I think it's worse than ever because now you have social media where everyone thinks that they.
Maybe
you know,
we morph from borderline hysteric into borderline psychotic.
By the way, they need a new title
years.
For it. It's over the border. It's way over the border because they are way over. They have no borders. They have no boundaries. No borders. They got lots of walls.
isn't there a psychopathology to a society, Drew, in a general way?
You and I have been talking about that.
And I believe that it has something to do with this splitting and chaos and division and talking shit.
I think that's what they call the mob. And the mob only gets satisfied with blood.
Yeah.
And the blood, the symbol of that today is somebody losing their job.
Yeah.
That's the modern day guillotine.
Billy Bush
or Brian Williams.
No,
or,
but I just find that fascinating. The two guys had a horrible discussion that was so offensive to almost, I would hope, all Americans. And one was fired and will never work again, and one is president of the United States. That's the society we're living in. That's weird.
Well,
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying that's weird.
Well, I have a theory on that. I think that people have daddy issues. I really do. It sounds strange. It's a patriarchal society that we live in.
We realized this a couple of episodes ago. We were trying to think of what hero we needed, and we only thought of males.
Yeah,
and we had a female guest, and she was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
And I said, right. I said, I'm officially an asshole. I'm officially an asshole. But I do think it would be a hard shift for this country, which has a fatherland and a founding fathers and all this stuff, to shift to a heroic female archetype. But I'd be delighted.
Because everything's about pleasing dad. Yeah. I mean, you know, essentially that's what it is. And that's why they won't go – why they live in denial with so many of these abusers out there. You know, listen, we've all known about Bill Cosby and Bill O'Reilly, Bill Clinton. I think they better change the name to William. I would go with that. Yeah, it's a lot of.
It is three bills. I guess
Bill Maher's next.
Oh my lord!
But I mean, when you think about it, it's we just don't want to believe that the men do these things. I believe that was the case with OJ too. That wasn't a racial thing. That was a paternal thing. You don't want to believe that these heroes can possibly commit a crime like that. So we live in denial of it. And by the way, women are just as guilty
of
it.
Yes, I know that
women
for
are absolutely
fact.
Just as guilty of it. I've
well,
been
because,
at it.
Because they have to deny
they have to deny it, yeah.
They have to – listen, their dad was the first one that let them down.
Yeah.
And they idealize him, so that gets bled
over. And also
over.
A lot of times things were happening with dad too that they had to deny. And the dads are so powerful, and you want to please your dad. So it's funny because you know, my dad left when I was
born. Aren't dads less powerful now, don't you think?
Well, they are, but the struggle to have that power is what you are seeing in politics. You're seeing people that are just, you know, exercising these old school powers of violence and annihilating people. You know, I think the whole thing started to go downhill in politics when they yelled liar at Obama, because now we all lost all respect for the office, and now it's all holds barred. No holds barred. I mean, it's really amazing what's going on.
There
out
is
there.
No
the climate.
Respect for the office, Drew. You know that. And I don't know how you return respect for that office.
I don't know because it's now once that guy yelled liar at a time at a State of the Union address. Do you remember what he did that
no,
congressman? I think that that's when people – and also the other one was Bill Clinton. Every single president's cheated for years, but then they said, okay, we got nothing else on him. The economy's good. We're going to go for that. And they went for that. And that was another one where now all bets are off and now they'll go for anything and any scandal. But that was
it
one thing
you
never touched.
It is interesting that we know a lot about JFK's presidency.
Yeah,
a lot.
Now
lot.
We do.
And there,
now
I
we
would
do.
Say
yeah.
Clinton's was offensive because of the incident that was described. But there were more violations both with drugs and promiscuous women in the Kennedy administration.
Sure.
But he's a hero.
I know.
And Clinton is the reason why our politics is
because
shit.
They put millions of dollars into it because they took him down. I mean, it was, you know.
So, Craig, one of the things I've been talking about lately is the whole hero model that I think this country had in the Second World War. And we went from hero to sort of anti-hero. And then the sociopath became the hero. The drug addict, the rock star, the guy that was saying screw you to the man, those were new heroes.
Look, I just ate at a restaurant called Dillinger's. I've eaten at Capone's.
Right.
We honor these people that kill. Why don't they have Mother Teresa's Steakhouse?
So who's going to be
Or Gandhi's Grill.
So we'll ask.
This is what we need. We need to honor the people that do good things. But we don't do that.
No cows at Gandhi's. No grill.
That's
no
true.
Grill.
Yeah. No grill. The Gandhi plate, there's nothing on it.
Gandhi veg grill. Veg grill.
That
unless
is
he's
true.
Fasting, then you don't get anything.
Yes. Yeah,
but
so
I mean, think about it.
You get the skewer.
Just get the skewer that you have to. But actually, I have a show right now with my son. We're doing our podcast, our webcast is right after
What's
this.
What's it called?
It's called Stand Up Dad, and it's really about I'm trying to be a stand-up dad.
And do stand up.
And do stand up, yes. Which is, by the way, completely contradictory.
because
what I talk about on stage, it's like, oh, do I really
but
share this?
Well, this sort of folds into this a little bit, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, what should the new hero be? What should
well,
the
that's what I'm
be?
Saying
yeah.
is
a stand up
guy
dad?
Is a person stand-up. Who's a stand up person with integrity.
But you can be destroyed being a stand up person these days because you're not going to align with the left or right, you're going to be a stand-up person. You will be destroyed if you get in the crosshairs of the mob from either the left or right.
You're right, but
I don't
not
agree.
I agree.
Actually, brings us back to the answer to the question on the borderline. By the way,
okay, hold on. But if enough of us stand up, it'll be
That's what I'm saying. Has to happen.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Here's the thing: is there's no alignment or no unity within that faction of people that you're talking about.
The
those
right or
middle
left.
People oh, yeah. that are of integrity.
I think we're all
scared
shitless.
We don't have like a gang.
We're all, we do.
We need
I'm
to form a
gang.
Group.
I'm in that gang, and I'm scared shitless of what I say that might offend the right, or what I say that might offend
if
the left.
If you are in your integrity, you have nothing to fear.
Oh no, yes you do.
No, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
No, you do not.
Dude, in the social media, they turn it into whatever they want.
It doesn't matter what they do. You're powerless.
It does matter because
that.
They don't stop till you lose a job.
You're powerless over the results, but you can take care of your actions. And if your actions are of integrity,
but you have to think about your family and your income
okay.
and your job.
Absolutely.
Right?
But if you're doing that, then how can they knock that?
By a presidential candidate releasing their medical file mm-hmm. saying, hey, here, I'm totally healthy, and a doctor analyzing that file and being fired from his job. Mm-hmm. That's the America
we
live in.
That was my story this year since I last saw you.
You got fired from something?
You got relocated.
See, I missed this on social
it's a little more complicated.
Your son knows
you.
It. Your son knows
oh, you
it.
You do too?
What? Jeez, what do I know?
I'm so out of it.
It's a little more complicated.
You got fired
that.
From something.
Not really.
That's why we're in his living room right now.
It's a little more complicated. It's a little more complicated than that. But
the idea
but the point
that you
was,
just release the medical records and no one's going to talk about them.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what
you
I mean?
You can live in fear or you can live in your own. Listen, I do have a group, by the way. I'm in the Transformational Leader Group. They let me in. I don't know why. But no, it's a group of transformational leaders. We meet every so often, and it's a wonderful thing. And we stand for women. We stand for human rights. We stand for just civil, you know, civil rights and civility and all of these things. That's what we – and for love. For divine love and divineness. So people can't – if you share your experience with someone, this is what I found about, you know, when I'm talking on Facebook and so forth. If you share from personal experience, people can't deny that. Or if they try to label you, that's what they love to do. They label you because they're myopic when they think.
When I share – I have lots of experience, lots of it. And when I share it, I'm told authoritarian.
Right. That's how they hear it. That's exactly how they hear it. They also don't feel smart, you know, so they'll call you an elitist, mm-hmm. you know, intellectual elitist.
Right. So
it's okay
is,
that they say that.
So
though.
What is it?
Yeah, so I'm
going
to get back to the borderline thing.
Okay,
so I shifted the energy
okay.
with my ex, right?
Yeah.
And I no longer responded to what you're saying is these are people that are attacking you and so on.
Yeah.
So the attacks and the responses happen. I'll give you an example. I said, hey, can I take Jared on your day to Disneyland? And she says, no. Now, my old self with the old energy is going, you know, why not? And here you are, you're controlling, and I've all this stuff, right? That's my problem. It's not hers. So now if I have compassion for her and understand why she said no is because she feels out of control, she hasn't thought about it, she's fearful, what's going to happen, and so on. So if I have compassion for that,
sure.
it shifts my energy, and then I go, and I said, okay, and I completely let go. Guess what? 2 days later, hey, you can take them to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that's just one example of so many – where if instead of fighting back, because that's a lot of people are fighters, it's all they know is that. They just
know
the fight, and they're going to come at you, and they're going to come at you old school fighting methods. But if you give them a new method and give them something else and shine some light on them, I guarantee you many, many times. And now my ex-wife, we've gone from going to court, spending millions of dollars and all that and everything else. She had us over for lunch the other day. My wife was out of town and left me with all the kids. I was with four kids. And my ex-wife had us all over for lunch. She made a big spread. Yeah, and I'm sitting there just, we're laughing and showing pictures and everything. And that only happened. People go, what's she doing different? I go, no, a lot of it is what you do different. You know, we're not victims to people that do these things that are come at you. It's like, how do you respond? Do you respond in fear or do you respond in love and service and compassion? And
good job, Justin. You got through to him.
I think I did all right. I think I did all right.
It's amazing that my 18-year-old son is my guru. This is who I go to. I go to the –
That works.
You were fairly resistant, let's be fair. You didn't go to him. He beat you up.
That is true. Sometimes that's how – yeah, you have to be called out.
What is this DNA
discovery? You got to be called out sometimes.
Tell me about this DNA discovery. What is that?
I did the 23andMe. Have you done
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I done
yeah,
it.
I did it. I got it on my phone right here.
Well, what do you have?
Everything
you have
I was told – I'm so sad I don't have any African-American in me. African. I'm so sad.
Why? I know.
I all started
Oh, Africa. Anybody in their right mind would want to have 10%.
I got 14%.
Oh, You're so righteous.
Look at me. I'm black. Black. Look at me. All this time, I had no idea.
Nothing. I got all boring.
It's fantastic. Unfortunately, 14% won't get my kids a United Negro College Fund. I was hoping for that one. At this point, I can't get them into DeVry Institute as much money as I have.
What about being so boring?
I have a little Iberian Peninsula.
Spanish.
It's very strange.
So it's, yeah.
I've also got the German, Irish, Native American. Yeah,
you have Native American too?
No drinking in my family.
How much
That's
Native American?
The alcoholic trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
They cut the cord, they found an olive. Here's mine right here.
I got 32% Irish.
My first breath was a 0.23.
30% Italian.
Bob's just going to keep talking through my jokes.
I know. They're good jokes, too.
I know. I'm trying. Bob.
What?
And then he's quiet now. Yeah. When I have no more jokes.
Say the jokes again. We'll cut it in. No, I'm just sad.
Why? Too boring?
Because it's boring. It's nothing I didn't know.
French and English?
I wanted to be lied to like a lot of my friends were. A lot of my friends have done it, and they're totally not what they were told they are.
Yeah.
There was no drama.
I do it on stage now. I ask people in the audience, and people
they were lied to their whole life.
Your whole life, of course.
I will tell you what you all should do. It's particularly men of a certain age, like us.
The medical.
You should do color.com. Not their medical thing, because it's not adequate. The color.com screens for the common risk for cancer. And I did it.
They have the offer for that right on here.
They don't for on 23andMe?
Yeah, no, on Ancestry.com.
They have color on there?
Well, you get the genetic thing, though. Genetic communication.
No, color.com. And I have it. So now I've got to colonoscopies, upper endoscopies every year.
Really?
Because I'm high risk for colon cancer. And my kids have to start at 25 if they're positive. And they'll test the kids for $50. If you're positive, they'll test all your first degree relatives.
My wife is happy that they didn't pass because now she doesn't have to get them shots. She's very happy. How are you with the shots thing, with the vaccine thing?
As many as I can get my hands on.
Really? Yeah, you're a doctor.
What do you mean, doctor? I see what happens when they don't. No one else, you don't get to see that.
You go to Disneyland.
Should we go here? Should a comedian go here with Jenny McCarthy? Should I go Jenny McCarthy
next time I see a kid die of measles, I'm going to call you.
You want to know, in my ancestry, what I learned? Yeah. I am a junkie multi-generationally. You know how you always say, oh, it's a junkie move. Bob's always got a junkie move, right? Yeah. My family is Irish and Italian, but they blended in with the French settlers in Quebec.
Wow.
They just acted French so that they could get into America. That's a junkie move.
Awesome.
Wow.
You know, I study French. I watch Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. You ever notice he puts French questions in to show off his accent? He sounds normal until he gets to the French part. He's like, the answer is, Lewis and Clark took their boat to and they parked it.
Is he from Quebec?
Yeah, I think he is from there. I think he does it intentionally.
Doesn't he live with his mother?
Huh?
Doesn't he live with his mother or something?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know Alex Trebek's story.
His kid went to Campbell Hall. I stood next to him while he was playing football against my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex Trebek's kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tough football player?
He was good. Yeah, he's a good footballer. He was a wide receiver, I remember.
How are you skipping over your biggest DNA discovery? I have an aunt and you have a sister now.
What?
You found out?
You have a long lost sister.
How did I not get to that?
I'm his memory.
How does your dad go from one day to the next? What's going on here?
I don't know.
Is that what you're always with?
That's why he has me.
He has you pulling. Oh my God!
By the way, you talk about addicts. He is so aware now. We just got in the car on the way here.
It's unbelievable.
He goes, Dad, I never saw you drink, but I know you're an addict. He just said that right before we got here.
That's really good for him to have a sense of what that is. Yeah,
well, because kids don't get it. If you don't drink, but you still have some of the behavior, they don't get that you should go to Alateen. Mm-hmm. how do they qualify? Otherwise, unless you drink, but I go no, I got the behavior. Justin just witnessed it. What was it this time?
Golf.
Oh, golf.
The simplest thing, golf.
Yeah.
You went nuts on it, or you got anxious, or
two minutes more.
You know, it symbolizes my family. This is, and it symbolizes alcoholism. I try to explain. I go, I had a nephew, right, and I was before my kids were born. And I used to go back, and I was a single guy. I called myself Gay Uncle Craig, and I would watch the kids. And this symbolizes everything. Three things. I'm feeding, his name's Quint, right? He's like 2 years old. And I'm feeding him, or a year and a half, or whatever. I'm feeding him as I'm putting the fork in his mouth. He doesn't even, it doesn't even go past the uvula, and he goes, more! More! The food is still in his cheeks. And it's so addictive. I'm going, oh my God, this kid's an addict. He's an alcoholic for the future.
Another
and
one.
He goes, more! And then I take him in the other room, and I do this thing called rocket ship. I go, 5, 4, 3, 2,
whoa,
and
then yeah,
I throw them up in the
more.
Air. On the way down, he's going, again! Yeah. Again! I go, can you land first? Again!
So then literally, you can't pick your arms up. You're having to
He's on the way. His hair is still flying in the air. Again! I go, okay, relax. Just let me, you know. So then the third thing is, same day, I took him on the swings. And I'm still an addict, you know, because so now I want
really high.
And I'm like really pushing. He's practically going over the bar, right? So he keeps going higher, higher. So then this is so alcoholic. I go, so I'm like pushing him, and he falls. He fell on the ground. By the way, it was not one of those playgrounds we had. It was a pussy playground. They got like
rubber
sponge.
Stuff.
Yeah. So he went thunk instead of us. We pulled gravel out of our faces, you know, back in the day. Can I get you off your phone
in a
for
tree?
A second here?
No, because she's sending me emails that we're supposed to cover.
All right, we'll get them later. I'm in the middle of this story. You're going to love the end of this story.
I want to know where the kid is now.
He's going the pussy swing.
So we got
that's the end of the story.
We got more again, higher, and then he falls. And I go over and I hug him. I go, "Are you okay?" And he's sobbing in my arms, and he goes, "Again." I said it. So, and that is the definition of an addict.
And where is that boy now?
22 years old, year sober. Went to rehab.
There you go.
Did I predict it? Nostradamus had that one. I had that poor kid. I have a lot of weird stuff in my. And so my sister swabbed. That sister swabbed our father. You know, the cult leader. I have a cult leader father, and he's got a harem of women. Calls it his harem too. Matter of fact, he's so well known. I was in the Poconos getting a tour, and the guy goes, I was playing this big resort, Caesars, and the guy goes, "Over here, you got your racquetball. Here, you got your quoits." He goes, "Oh my gosh, there's AJ Shoemaker in his harem. What's that nut doing here?" And I got to go, "That's my dad." And he walks up and he steals my complimentary cheese tray. He goes, "The girls at the ranch will love this. Judy loves Gouda."
Oh my goodness.
By the way, Justin can verify all this. He's been on the ranch with the mules.
I'm so proud to be his grandson.
Oh my God.
He literally like picks a different woman he'd sleep with each night.
And doesn't that
No, but let that lead into the DNA discovery.
Oh, okay, so anyway, my sister was never a fan of his, you know, but they're back and forth. None of us are. I mean, he left when I was born. But anyway, I always tried through the years, and she would try. We would like rotate trying. I'd go, "Come on, give him a call." She'd say the same to me. She swabbed him, and it's not her father.
Wow.
Holy moly.
She's the product of an affair my mom had.
Holy moly.
By the way, you talk about a punch in the gut. It's not my whole sister now, my whole life. And she's like ripping on me. She goes, "You got the cult leader. I have a lawyer."
Yeah, but her whole life.
I said, he's dead. Mine's still alive.
Yeah, but he created her psychopathology, though. He created her from the environment. She is his.
Well,
he was there.
You mean my dad?
Yeah.
He was never there.
He was gone.
He left. He was gone. We would visit him, and that every few years. Or you come back with
how
a new,
old were you when
he would come back with
left?
A new scam, the best one ever.
Birth.
The best one ever. Birth. He came back and he was selling bras, like bras meet Amway, you know, like a pyramid bra operation.
Yeah.
It's called the Wizard of Bras.
Yeah, that's right. And he goes, "Hey, Barbara, you want your child support check?" What's that?
Episode 35.
Of what?
Oh, I told
last
the
time you were here?
Yeah,
episode
okay.
35, yeah.
So anyway, so he sold bras. He converted cesspools to sewers, the mules, and the vitamins.
You know,
he's been
I did
a cesspools to sewers.
Yeah, he would have me underneath of houses with a tiny shovel that he sawed off, and he'd be there on a lawn chair waiting for me to tunnel like Charles Bronson from Great Escape.
If you
and I'd pop my head up at like, you know, like a meerkat. "Hey, I'm here." That was my summer that I spent a vacation with my dad. So those are the kind of things. So my sister did
those
not
are
want
bonding
him.
Things.
So she swabbed him, and it's not the father. So then I get contacted from someone else. Goes, "Hey, is your dad AJ Shoemaker, Pocono Ventures on mules?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Well, then you're my brother."
Oh,
and she's really cool, by the way. Yeah. But so I got together with a new sister, me and Justin, and my best friend from Philly.
What's her
like?
Full sister?
She's a half-sister from my father. She was
so she's as much your sister as your sister.
Two halves make a whole.
Exactly.
She's got a whole.
But I never knew her.
Make a whole.
I have one whole sister out of these two halves. Wow. But one of them doesn't speak to me, so I really basically only have one left. It's just the craziest family.
The new one
is the only one left. The other one left. She's mad at me, you know, whatever. She's teamed with my mom who doesn't speak with me. It's just crazy.
It's crazy.
I know, and I'm sure this podcast will help that matter. Oh.
So I did it.
It always helps to just dime them all out. They're so happy. I think my mom is writing a book right now. Is that true, Justin? Isn't she writing a book about? She's writing a book like here's the other side. It's not on Dr. Drew.
I think Eminem's mom did that too.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And she has borderline, the mother.
Oh, is she?
And Munchausen by proxy. Yeah.
Who does?
Eminem's mother.
Exactly. Boy, I'm very familiar with all of this.
Munchausen by proxy on him. He was the proxy.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
You know what was interesting? Dave Grohl's mom went around and talked to a lot of different rock stars' mothers, but didn't go to all the sick rock stars' mothers. I'm more interested in those sick ones.
But Nancy Staley, Lane Staley's mom would have been.
But I'm talking about, you know, I'd like
that kind
there's of thing. There's about 10 moms I'd really like to talk
moms
to.
Oh, the moms that are sick, you mean? Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah.
Of their kids that died killed themselves or drugs.
I really have an amazing life. I'm serious. I made the best life possible. I am so in love with
out of what
my
you
children,
were dealt
all
in the beginning.
Children,
hold on.
And
stop.
It's going so well, and yet that is the one pain that I have that will not go away. Not my father. I'm all right with that one, but my mother.
Stop.
That's a rough one.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Got to take a break.
We're going to get back.
Start me in the middle of pain?
I know. I'm really talking about pain. I want to remind people, I did a Dr. Drew podcast, I think it's up now, with a guy named Wesley Chapman, who at the age of one, at birth, his father abandoned him. His mom remarried a guy who sexually abused him, physically abused him, ritualistically abused all the kids in the family.
Whew.
He ends up in a psychiatric hospital repeatedly. By the age of 7, has tried to commit suicide multiple times. Wakes up at age 8 in a rubber room and says, I'm going to change. And he does eventually change. He's now this amazing guy. Went and sought out his dad, who his biological dad was, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Wow.
Oh!
Whoa.
Be right back. Now, one of the most amazing parts of working in treatment is seeing a number of former patients successfully move on and choose to become mental health professionals themselves. Yes, I've seen it. And the field of psychology is vast, and the need for competent practitioners has not been greater and never been greater. If you're considering this rewarding career, I suggest you look at the California School of Professional Psychology at Alliant University. I've been familiar with Alliant for some time now. I've spoken at their events. It was founded in 1969, boasts an alumni network of nearly 50,000 people worldwide. Alliant has fostered many of today's mental health pioneers, authors, and advocates. CSPP at Alliant University hosts both on-ground and online programs in business psychology, marriage and family therapy, clinical counseling. They also offer an APA-accredited doctoral program in clinical psychology that allows for specialization in child psychology, clinical forensic psychology, and integrated psychology. Faculty is industry leaders. Former faculty includes names like Abraham Maslow, Carl Rogers, Viktor Frankl. Come on now. Those are names everyone's heard, some of the fathers of modern psychology. For more information on the California School of Professional Psychology at Alliant, check the Alliant banner on my site or visit Alliant, Alliant.edu. That is Alliant.edu. All right, we're back, and don't forget our friends at Hydrolite. That's those fizzy tablets and the premixed solutions and the powders. That it's a rehydration solution if you get sick, if you have colonoscopy, if you drank too much, or you just been at super athletic or out in the heat. This is equivalent, Craig, to an IV. It's like getting an IV. The concentration.
And how do you ingest it?
Orally. It's, in other words, if you have access to your enteral system, if you have access to your GI system, you can hydrate with this as well as with an IV.
Access
through your
to
mouth.
Your GI
called enteric access.
You're a child.
You are a child. You're a child.
I love my son.
Justin likes it when I talk like a physician. You just start attacking me.
I'm trying to be part of this live read that you're doing.
You told
you're
me not
so
to do
twisted.
I'm the curious
he's
one.
Saying,
I'm
being the audience that's
you
out
told
there going,
me
what
not
does he
to,
mean? He shove it up my ass?
You told me not to say oral.
That's called oral.
That's what I heard about oral. I hear oral and I think, oh, that's anal.
You told me not to say oral. And so I said, access to the enteric system. Is this Facebook Live? Okay. Hi, Facebook Live. So Craig Shoemaker. This is this live podcast. Check it out.
Anal,
get the shot
oral.
Of my son being more mature than I am.
You think you had a weird father. Come on. Are you kidding me? Really?
That's true.
That's true. When you think about it, yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Multi-generational.
Well, Justin, you have a potential to make something out of your life because Absolutely. You've heard he's in love with his life, am. But he's got pain.
I have a little access.
What is the pain?
Emotional pain? Trauma?
Mom pain.
It's the thing.
It's this. It's basically like, okay, I've got this great life, all these friends, an amazing family. The children are so loving to one another and everything, the great relationships. And then I just look at them and I go, you know, and I see my mom and I go, how come my mom wouldn't love these little, you know, she only speaks to two of the kids because it's with my ex-wife and that's who she's teamed with. And it just feels weird to me.
Maybe start doing what you did with your ex-wife with your mom.
I am. I've been doing that for a while. We called her the other day. We she doesn't call back. I mean, it's that kind of thing. Oh, Justin's
is
got
he doing it? Is
Here
he
comes
doing
my
it?
Guru again.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Justin. Let's hear it. What's the reality?
The reality is she lives 3,000 miles away, and it's hard to maintain a relationship and work on something and, you know, make it a positive thing. Going forward,
3,000 miles away. We don't live in wagon days.
That's not the point.
I'm talking about a face to face. Go, hi, mom. How you doing? What are you? Are you kidding me? Look, everything's
this
available
the problem.
Here.
See, this is the problem.
I'm not on a rotary phone.
You're cutting me off. I'm not. Okay, I thought I'm your guru. Are you going to cut off your guru? you kidding me, child? Please. Anyway. So the fact is,
you're gonna go black on me now,
child.
You only have 7%. I'm 14.
All right, 14%. True, okay? Child, please,
Justin. I
Did
hear
you
that.
Say child,
I know.
Please, to your father,
Justin? Dr. Drew wants to hear
it. I say, yeah. Dad, you better buy another vowel.
Turn Craig's mic off,
please.
Okay, so Justin, go ahead.
Okay,
they turned it off. I'm so glad. So 3,000 miles away, I get two different.
I'm talking to yours
again, child. I was just meant an adult.
So he's not trying that hard, or it's not enough consistency.
I see my mom and dad, how they interact with each other each and every day, because they live a mile apart, and I've grown up with them. You know, even if they're been divorced for the past 8 years, but my grand, okay,
whatever. Do the math, okay. It's been 12.
Good job. Is that a little victory for you?
No, it's not
really
a victory.
Proud
I'm just helping you out here. You know, you've got some years here,
but you're getting to the mom thing, so it's too hard. Too far away.
No, see, my mom and my dad, it's easy because I can see I'm in both their houses each week, and it's easier to reason because I can see both their personalities, and there's no lies because I just see it firsthand. But with my grandma, you know,
it's too far away.
I obviously want to help their relationship any way I can, even though it's not my business, but I want, you know, our family to get along.
Sure.
And with my dad's requests and my grandma's requests, they're just so far off because I don't know what to believe. Because there's so much distance between
that. You have an example?
You know, I'm talking with her.
Believe your father.
Your mic's on. It's all right. Your mic's on. You have to yell into his mic.
Crazy, dude. Anyway.
So what does grandma want? What do you think she wants?
You know, it's a complicated situation.
She wants an apology,
no,
I would imagine.
I mean, there's a number of things of the course of what? I mean, how long has this been going? 4 years, math major?
Four.
I mean, okay, just
My
tell me.
My whole life.
Obviously not, because she was at our house 5 years ago, like in our guest room.
Not
so,
my house.
Yes, she was. Dad, she went to the Kids' Choice Awards with us, and you left her out. This is the best story. This is the best that I've always been a codependent story.
I'll admit to this.
Our grandmother.
This wasn't the best, but she's not even angry at
me about
that.
First of all, she's obsessed, celebrity obsessed, number one. Number two, my dad, this is classic him.
He always says to me when she comes out, she goes, I don't want to see another Steven Seagal. I need somebody bigger. She calls
and
him Steven
these
Seagal.
Were bigger, okay? We sneak backstage at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Who led the way there?
You did.
Breaking in with your children.
I'm the kid.
Child example number five.
I was a criminal at one time, but these are good crimes.
These are crumbs, by the way. This is nothing.
This is
compared
not a bad crime. To sneak backstage.
Anything on Facebook? Any questions? Anything they'd like us to talk about?
How could you need a question?
Hey, comedy
with this?
Boy. Comedy boy. Let me handle this, all right? I got this.
All right.
So you're back. You left her outside?
She's all alone.
I got Kids' Choice tickets, but I wanted to get backstage. I wanted to show Justin and his friends backstage, but I didn't have passes, but I knew how to do it because I've done it before.
Yeah.
But I go, Mom, wait here. And that was about 4 hours.
She's all alone.
With screaming kids.
Nickelodeon.
Literally, your
She's
ears ring.
Sprayed in slime.
Your ears ring from the sound of these kids. And she's the only adult out there.
So anyway, they didn't have beef then. That was not that long ago. I was, you know, in middle school. I'm senior in high school now. So it obviously hasn't been, it's been going on all your life. But what I'm talking about right now is you don't speak, you don't talk to each other. Just two summers ago, Chloe's 3 years old. She met Chloe. You know, we had a nice lunch, but, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff swept under the rug. And
What's the issue? What's the problem?
Well, this is what I'm saying. So I have lunch with my grandma. My dad says,
Justin, he looked at me. Does he have a lazy eye? He's looking right at me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want to talk to child?
Sometimes I like the kid.
If you want a child's perspective.
Go ahead. Get to the deep stuff.
All right. So I'm having lunch with my grandma, real nice lunch. And I just say to her, like, let's make this work. Like, we don't, let's be honest.
What'd she say?
She just says, wow. She's like a thick.
We both imitate her.
Yeah, that's really bad.
That's really bad.
She has a really thick accent, so it's hard to talk like not in the accent.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking
she'll
real
disown
honestly.
You if you say that she has a Philly accent. You'll be next. She won't speak.
What does she have, a Ugandan accent? I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I am African.
Yeah, that's
14%.
True.
14%. I don't know if it's her side, though.
What other accent does she have? Please.
It's the way she speaks is different than a Philly accent. She would kill you if she thought she hates the Philly.
I'm dying to know what the payoff is.
Payoff? Okay. What's the payoff?
So
we're having a nice lunch.
What did she want?
Well, I'm taking my dad's information that I have received from him.
His
point of view. Exactly.
Right.
His perspective about the whole situation.
I'm not saying it's right. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. And I tell her that. I'm like, that's the simplest thing. And, you know, you don't even have to go to therapy. And all she's saying is, well, I'm too old for therapy. I don't want to work anything out. She just wants to sweep everything under the rug. This is what she's saying to me. And I just want to move on and have him come visit me and like
okay.
And all and she
here's
and it,
big,
it, sound, it sounds perfect.
Missing.
It sounds perfect.
Here's
and then
a big
I go
one that's missing here. A big, big missing element.
Is?
And this is a true this is absolutely true.
Go ahead.
Not from my perspective,
go
but
ahead.
This is the truth.
Go ahead.
So I get divorced from my ex-wife and you know, I remarried, happily remarried. And she, then my ex-wife goes about the, you know, all the court stuff we talked about before in court all the time. Mm-hmm. My mom writes letters to the court about me, has my sister do the same thing. And she goes on secret vacations with my ex-wife, only sends gifts to them and not to these two
but
other grandchildren.
To her defense, so, can't you say that's my ex-wife manipulated my mom and forgive your mom?
No, of course I forgive her. That's different than but the crossing
when you
borders.
Forgive her, you talk to her.
No. I try to talk to her. She won't return my phone call.
Is that true?
Look,
I just called her the other day.
See, this is where it comes in.
The
distance. I don't know what's true because I don't see it.
Let's
every
call
day.
Her right now.
So
let's dial her
in
up.
In other words,
she didn't even return my call the other day. I called her for Easter. She didn't return my call.
I'm going to go to you on this and be the expert, okay?
All right.
What am I supposed to do when she is crossing a major boundary is you stay in touch with all four children through me. You don't go to my ex-wife to make vacations.
I don't
vacations.
Know that that's the rule.
It's not a rule?
Is that a rule?
I don't know that's a rule.
Wait a minute. So I'm her son. Not my ex-wife is not her daughter.
But she's the mother of these grandchildren.
She
can stay in touch all she wants, but you don't not speak to me.
They live
write
at your ex-wife's house.
No, they don't. It's 50-50 completely.
50-50. Maybe you're 100%.
How could she know what
it's always been 50-50.
House.
Doesn't matter. You send all four gifts to the house where you have two other grandchildren.
This is a
I think that's a control issue.
This is a Philly thing.
What do you mean it's a Philly thing? It's a nut thing. I remember my whole life I used to say, why can't she be normal? You know,
well,
she gives
things.
My sister everything and not me.
Two
she
things.
Pays for my sister's college,
two,
not mine. You know, all that
things.
Kind of stuff. It's tough stuff.
I agree with you that that it's not fair to cut out the other kids. That's not okay.
I've addressed that, by the way.
She
might not know that.
The energy with which you just spoke about mom was the precise energy you had the entire episode about your ex-wife last time. It's the exact same energy.
All
right, so I need to shift with that one, too.
I think so.
Apples and trees.
What's apples and trees? What the hell does that mean?
Your mother is probably a lot like your ex-wife.
Oh, no,
it's 100%.
They're twins.
No, that's not even debatable. They're 100% alike.
All right,
there's
so
nothing different.
No, they are
now,
not.
I've got
go
a 21st
the only
century.
Difference is my ex-wife is very loving to the
no,
boys.
No, but she's so present in my life
never been loving
and super caring.
Me.
And
good.
What about a 21st century
She's never said
LA.
I love you to me. Is that
Wait
not good?
Yeah, you know. That's the way that they were back then.
I can't go with that the way they were back
that's
then.
What, dude, did your dad ever tell you he loved you?
Then why don't I do that with my kids?
Ask Mr. Health right what? Here.
Never. What? Never. What?
Dad never,
or
dad
mom.
Never, or mom yeah, never told him he loved
him. Victim
over
here, like
this is victim crap.
Well, what else is it, child?
He's healthy.
Oh, now you're
what's
going
your
too
excuse?
Far. Too
far. He's
healthy.
Yeah.
What's your excuse? Knows that he went too far.
Well, he went
poor
too far.
Me.
But he
it's
went
like
too
poor
far.
Me, poor me. It's
he went
like...
too far by calling me healthy. That was the problem. No.
But no. Here's the thing. I my dad never told me he loved me, but I knew that he did.
Yeah.
Right. I just.
But I don't know that.
What, you have to hear it verbally all the time?
All the time. Now you sound like her. You need it all the time. How about once? How about a half a time? Not even once. Just go, I will take I don't even think she likes me. Okay? Just I all right?
Craig,
I'll settle for that.
For the record, Craig.
Is my energy the same?
I love you.
Was my energy the same when I went off?
Okay.
No, this is worse.
But a 21st century LA version is... Join a coalition with your ex-wife to help heal with your mother.
No. Oh, no.
That's an LA
thing. Thank you, Drew.
That's splitting.
That's an LA thing.
I tried it already. Happening at all. Not even close.
That's another split.
Because she no, I'm not even going to get involved
okay,
with that.
Okay, but here's the deal.
Things are going
How's
well. I'm not going to say a word.
How's that another split?
You're
They're getting along. His ex-wife and he are getting along.
No.
They just had lunch the other
Trust
day.
Trust me, I
say,
tried.
Say, hey, will you help me with my
no,
mom?
No, she won't do it because she blames me. Because that's where they collude. Yeah,
why is that an unhealthy?
I'm the bad guy.
Why is that an unhealthy alliance?
Because there has to be really clear boundaries with everybody.
Exactly.
But here's one.
I'm not imagining Craig has real clear boundaries any which way he's going.
No, so. I have very clear boundaries, and I have a boundary on that one. I think it's simple too. You send gifts all four to this house. That is a simple
only,
boundary.
He has a boundary.
So four times a year, every holiday.
Why don't you just talk to the postman? You're
whatever.
In the same neighborhood.
Or you call this house as well as you
Look,
call the other
what do
house.
You think she's doing to my she's not the most amazing grandma. She sends me a card said love Nana, nothing else, just a generic card from a CVS with 20 bucks in it.
Right,
20 bucks, okay. That, like what do you think she never,
your dad
she's
never
called,
got 20 bucks.
She owes me 10 grand. How's that?
So that's a personal.
I
that's
bought
a,
her house for. I bought my sister two cars. They both hate me.
So resentment.
Absolutely
that's
right.
Right. So taking poison,
oh
expecting.
God, I didn't come here for this.
Taking poison.
I didn't come here to be scrutinized and analyzed. Last time I walked out of here, I walked out with recovery. I don't want any of that.
Taking poison. And, well, last time I had to be very gentle with you. I don't know if you remember that. I was like, perhaps you might think about it. But
is this my intervention here? Is that what you guys all planned this?
Taking a poison, expecting it to kill somebody else.
No, I know.
Resentment. Yeah,
no, I got it.
All right. Here's what I tell people.
All of
you
all
let
of
it all hang out. You pride yourself on letting it all hang out.
I do.
Right?
I do, okay. Because
that's
the only way to get to enlightenment.
That's not the healthiest way to be. I used to be that way all the time. And it's you have to have some sort of boundaries and decorum. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Still like that.
No, you don't know what goes on in my house.
I've known you 10 minutes and I can tell you talk more than I do.
All right. So here's the deal. Correct. So yeah. what I tell people with these kinds of parental issues, speaking to Justin too, so we can bring this up again in your later visits together. She's not going to change. No way. She's too old. Not going to change.
Absolutely.
And it's not. And your job, just like changing anybody else, your job is not to change her. That's not your job.
I'm not trying.
She's
to
not
change
asking
her.
You for help. For change. So what you have to do is realize I'm never going to get from her what I need ever. So if I'm going to have a relationship with her that has to be about what do I need to do for myself in terms of being a good son to this woman who will never give me anything more, but I need to – for myself, I need to be know that I'm a good son.
There's something I arrived at that I haven't discussed here, and this
but,
is true.
But you're hearing what I said?
I totally
Justin,
hear what
you'll need to revisit it later,
and
I'm
I,
sure.
No, but I agree. And
that's
I
what
agree
I say to him all the time.
And I agree with
Just
it.
Just do
I've
what you need
this.
To do to be a good son, but, and don't expect anything
but,
back.
That's, you anticipate, and, when he anticipates a reaction or like has his dream scenario in his head.
Never going to happen.
That's what,
never
exactly.
Gonna happen. But anyway, what didn't I know? What?
There's something that, you know, there's a point here, and you guys won't believe this. She's never liked me. My mom has never liked me.
My sister, well, we all understand that, right?
We get that. Every one of us gets that, my friend.
But so it's like to the empty well. It's like, why do I want to suffer like that? Why do I want to go into
that is another option.
Work around it.
Well, the other option is to have no relationship.
Well, that's the case.
Well,
that is
but
the
you're
case.
Hurting.
No
you're hurting other people by doing that.
That's not true.
Justin seems a little pained by it.
Justin can have any relationship.
No, he seems pained by your lack of relationship with her. I see that.
Well, there's a way. I certainly encourage all the children to be listening.
See how he wants it done.
If you act a certain way, if you took this sword and shield and put it down, there's a way to work around her. She's not going to be on this earth much longer.
There you go.
You can. What she was telling me, unless she was blatantly lying to my face, I mean, there's a way to work this out very calmly and peacefully so she can have a relationship with you. Maybe it's not the relationship you want, but it's still a relationship.
I would take any relationship, but the point is you won't, because you're so with words. There's one thing you're missing.
What?
She doesn't like me. She doesn't want a
relationship.
Now,
can we touch on that?
How many times have I tried to reach out to her? By the way, Bob, I've written huge letters of amends to her. Complete responsibility. I've done it with all of them.
Did she respond back?
No, of course not. She doesn't know the word apology.
Okay.
It's just not her part of her DNA. But again, I'm not going to change her. But I've done every single thing possible to make this happen. Called her the other day. Doesn't call back. You can't have a relationship with someone who doesn't want to have a relationship with you.
There's an unspoken thing, though.
You can't force that. But I do encourage her. As a matter of fact, my wife went over to my ex-wife's house with the kids so they could see grandma because she was visiting my ex-wife.
And you stayed home?
Yeah, I wasn't there. I didn't go.
But
I was out of town.
Can we get into one little
subject
that I'm interested in?
What?
Yeah.
Parents do have favorites, and no one talks about it.
Oh, we talk about it all the time.
Who does?
Therapeutic, you know, the mental health people. Happens all the time.
Why is it? Why is it so horrible of her to like your sister better?
I didn't say it was horrible. I said it's.
Well, you said it in a passionate, like, can you believe it way?
No, it's not. Can you believe it? That's the facts. I mean, the fact is that she demonstrates since I was born that I really don't want you. You know,
maybe she hates men.
That's what I say. She dressed me as a girl for Halloween every year. I was a hooker, a go-go girl.
The worst
was a geisha girl.
I would have liked to have seen the go-go girl.
No, the geisha girl was unbelievable. It was a classic. She came home
early from work. I'm not kidding you.
So, you know those legs pantyhose, those plastic things?
She came home, the big giant eggs.
She took an X-Acto knife and made 4 half moons from that plastic and jammed them into my eye sockets with super glue. And that was so I could be Asian.
Oh.
I had no peripheral vision. Now I know why Asians can't drive. I'm married to a Japanese girl. Can I get away with that?
No.
She has no. So, anyway. So. So I had these things jammed in my eye sockets, and she's got me with like these Japanese sandals and like a kimono, and my friends are ghosts in sheets with sneakers running, and I'm going, wait up, I'm trying, and she's got these knitting needles in my hair, in my wig, with full kabuki makeup.
Is your sister younger or older?
The only year I was not a girl, I was the Jolly Green Giant, and she dyed my entire body green. And she had so much left over, my sister was the Little Green Sprout. So she wore like a diaper, and I wore like a toga, and she used to make us go, ho, 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 and my sister would go, Green Giant, because my mom was really into Halloween. That was the one time she really did. She is fun. She's a blast. She's a riot. She's funny. That's the part that I miss. But by the way, there was so much green dye on me. I had to scrub down. There's still some here right now.
I'm telling you,
it lasted for months. I was like Karen Silkwood scrubbing after a reactor with pumice or whatever you call that stuff. I'm from Phil. I can say pumice. So I'm scrubbing away, and I could not get rid of this green. And that was the only time that I was not a girl.
She sounds fabulous.
The go-go girl, she'd make me dance a go-go when they'd answer the door, and I'd go, did it, and I'd go, go-go, like I'm doing the Watusi.
She was certainly trying to have a fabulous son, whether she was fabulous or not. She certainly wanted a fabulous son.
When she'd go on dates, she used to hide me because she didn't want the guys to know how old she was. So I'd be in the attic, and like Anne Frank listening for Nazis. I'm up there, shh, shh, and she said, all of a sudden, I hear your big, deep voice. Hello, Mom! And then he knew. He knew I had a teenager. because she looks so young, she didn't ever wanted anybody to, you know. Plus, my friends, they all.
There's a lot of deep trauma there. You're gonna you're gonna have to go into that with a therapist. Yeah.
Plus, but, my friends all might... wanted my mom because they thought she's a divorcee, so she's, you know, she probably
cougar.
Yeah, that's what they thought. I have a tape of me and my buddy Cerami. We're smoking pot.
Cerami?
Yeah, his name's Cerami. So me and Cerami are smoking
his
pot.
His real name?
Yeah.
What kind of, what's that?
It's Uncle Ceram, right?
Uncle Ceram.
He's the best, and he's just like me.
What's the ethnicity there? What's
so the two of us are going back and forth with the pot, and the entire time we're doing like Cheech and Chong here in the background, Don Dolan going, Shoo, where's your lady at? Where's your lady at, Shoo? Where's your lady at? She was on a date, right? And she came home, and it was her first time smoking pot. This is word for word, and we have it all recorded. So she goes, well, I went out with a hippie tonight on a date. And she goes, but I don't know how to inhale. And he gave me some marijuana. I think it was called Chameleon Silver. That's Colombian gold. To this day, if you hang out with my friends and go, shoo, you got any Chameleon Silver? And she goes, then he pulls out the tie rod. That's tie stick.
Yeah. Are you sure?
She goes. So then she goes.
Was the guy tie?
No, he was a hippie guy, and he took her in a van and stuff. She's telling us, and we're recording all of this, and we're stoned, and she has no idea. And so we're in the living room, like we're high, and she's making us laugh so hard, describing her date with the hippie. And I'll never forget, she says, the guy goes, would you like to just enjoy the high, or do you want to talk? She goes, go ahead and talk. I'm not high. She goes, I know what paranoia is. We're in the van. I thought the cops were going to come. But she's really, really funny. And that's the stuff that I long for and that I miss. But it's like, you know, I guess this is the fundamental question. It's like, do I accept this crossing of a major boundary?
Yes, I say yes.
I'd like say yes, too.
It really.
I don't see where you gain anything by standing upon that.
But if you have somebody that betrays you, you know, I told you before I was kidnapped and molested, she took that guy's side. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like really like one betrayal.
What do you mean
she
took the guy's side? What do you mean?
Well, I told her. Yeah. I told her about the guy, yeah. You know, and instead of like, you know, she's very odd this way. Like, so I tell her about this guy and she goes, never tell anyone this.
Oh, yeah.
And then she ends up hanging out with the guy. She like hung out with him in a restaurant and stuff, and I was like, "How do you think I feel about that? I wanted to go to court and like, you know, take the guy down." But
the
she's
way
like,
he's describing this, now she hangs out with the ex-wife.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. She hung out with another ex of mine secretly, but she does it secretly, and she has secret vacations with them. It's like it just feels so
poisonous to me and toxic.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I agree, it's yucky.
These are boundaries that my kids are affected by the toxicity.
Let me tell you something.
And that's what I'm trying to say. What
you might be. She might be, you know, you have a boundary about the gifts, but this is her boundary. Talking about her on air and TV shows, you're crossing her boundary right now. You're doing the exact same thing.
Did she get hurt by all this?
Are you kidding?
But what happened the last time? Now I have a great relationship with your mother because I did that.
There you go.
Because you stepped in, right?
Maybe this will
my guru came
so
in.
So what Justin
but you
is
keep
saying.
Doing it every single time, talking about how
only
hurt
on
you
this
are.
Show.
I want to meet
get
your
out of
mom.
Here. No, you don't. What? Oh, your mom belly dancing your high school. That's her worst fear is you saying that in your
but
act.
That's,
well, she's told me that.
PR.
Okay, but she wants to be left out of all of that.
Oh, no, but
I didn't realize that
she
this
she put it on the turntable.
No, this is what I'm saying is he keeps doing
this.
Maybe
we better get rid of this podcast. So,
no, he just wants rid of me.
So listen.
Justin, here's the thing. I see
there's
you
no
upset
the,
by this.
I'm not upset.
Maybe there's
just,
no here's
it's
the
like
thing. Of
so
course
simple.
It, just make it funny. Do Johnny Drama. It's very funny.
Okay. So,
he does a great Johnny Drama from
I think
Entourage.
From Entourage. Oh.
So to change the subject. That's what comedians
but,
do.
But here's
yeah,
the
but
thing.
I'm not
dog
a comedian.
Me. So I feel after, bad now. I feel bad that we've exposed your mom.
No, but I want
to
meet her. She sounds fabulous
I
to me.
I want to meet her too, but I do think...
You're going to get a letter, Drew.
No, I don't.
No, let me just say this. Her main characteristic that you love is that she's funny and creative and whatever. What are you? Funny and creative. Every good thing that makes you a living for you comes from her.
Oh, I got news for you. Me being
well,
a great parent is because
apologize.
Of her. Because I do the opposite. I told you.
It's not the apology.
I've done
it's
a thousand letters.
That's not her,
and everything
that's
else.
Not her
I've apologized
style.
A million times. Look, I have no problem owning my
because
role.
Because there's nothing
going
to be in return. It's you have to sweep everything under the rug with her to be okay and just move forward and progress. In a relationship, I mean, unless
let's all go to Vegas next weekend.
Well, you know about borderlines, you walk on eggshells. That's not one of my favorite things.
He's sober,
to
but
do.
What if they smoked weed together like them? I'm just saying, in a scenario, would there be that tension? Like, I don't know.
You're not allowed back here, either of you, unless you bring what's her name?
My mom, Barbara.
Unless you bring Barbara with you. You must come back with Barbara next
time. Barbara, I love you.
I don't know if you're big enough celebrity. You're bigger than T. Stephen Seagal.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Who did she freak out about over at... Oh my God, it's Tony Danza. That was so classic.
We can get Tony here. She's shivering.
She's shivering.
You know what we should do?
Literally. We'll get somebody here that
she goes, and I'm tired of Leslie Ann Warren every time we see her. Now she has a list of people.
Whole Foods or where?
I'm friends with some of these people. You know what I mean? And she's like, she's tired of them. She wants a new list.
All right, you got to go. So maybe you're late.
No, I got 10 more minutes.
Okay. 10 more minutes.
So listen.
Drew wants you off. Let's just be real.
Is that what
he wants me to stay.
Tell him Johnny Drama. Tell him what he's up to.
Do it, Johnny Drama. I love to hear it.
Hey, baby, bro. Hey, baby Vin, you want us to leave, don't you? Come on.
Can I curse? No, I can't.
A little bit.
Cut this shit, bro.
See, he's learned that.
I booked this room months ago. It's unbelievable.
And this is all your grandma. This is all grandma.
This all comes
from
so grandma. My grandma goes through me and over to him.
I mean, your dad's the least funny guy I know.
Yeah,
and
my
he's literally just the most boring person.
My dad would just tap me in the back of my head and go, "Dummy." That was my name, Dummy.
On our behalf, you have to.
You're useless as tits on a bull. That's all I remember from my dad.
That's pretty funny.
Those are his words of wisdom. That is funny, isn't it? You're useless as tits on a bull.
You must reconcile.
Hey, dummy. Useless as tits on a bull. That went through me time and time again.
Here's what needs to happen, Craig.
So I'm going to tell you guys that here's the good. Here, we got to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a great dad because I just do the opposite of them. I do everything that I longed for and still do, apparently.
How about you're there? You're present.
Apparently I do. And I'm very present with the kids.
I get it.
The second time I brought Justin with me. But we're about to go do our show together, too.
Maybe a little too present.
Why don't we carry this over? Why don't you come do my podcast right now?
Right now I can't. I got another one here. But
you have another one here? Yeah. You have another guest?
Yeah.
I always feel like you're cheating on me.
I know, it's bad.
Like, who's around the corner over there? Are they hotter? Is it Leslie Ann Warren?
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza and Steven Seagal are coming.
Up.
That's how we should get my mom here. We should get a celebrity.
She's not going
to
come.
You have to get a good celebrity, though, the one that she likes.
Work on this.
I don't know this Adam Carolla. Who the hell is he?
If you heard her, it's the best impression he does is his own mother.
I do a very good.
But here's what you have to.
That and Don Knotts are my two favorites.
Scientologist.
Who?
Don Knotts.
Was he really not?
Yes, he was.
Don't even start with
Don't
him.
Start. That's my man.
That's a sore subject.
We got to go.
Ron Hubbard is my guru. Hang out at the Celebrity Center. There's a lot of tail walking around
there.
He was
a recruiter for the Celebrity Center.
I'm recruiting, baby.
All right,
Come on, sign up here on the dotted line. We're going to do an audit.
We got to wrap it up.
Come on, wrap it up a little humor. We got a little dark today.
No, I think we got dark last time. This time was good.
Was it dark?
But I think you have to make a commitment that you're going to.
It's dark when your son goes, Dad, shut up.
You're
sensitive. Child, please.
You're going to have dark.
Child, please was a 7% African American.
You're going to have to commit to us. You're going to work on that relationship on behalf of us and Justin.
I don't know. I have a choice. I'm either going to give up. And just go, she doesn't like me.
We're all recommending that in spite of the fact that she doesn't like you and she's mistreated
really?
You.
Really? Go for that, too? Oh, dear God.
You can embrace it.
But she doesn't want me. She doesn't want to have a relationship. It has to go both ways.
That's not true, according to Justin.
All right.
And
you know what I'm going to do? I'll tell you what. I'm going to have Justin be my surrogate.
Yeah.
Justin will do all the talking. He'll be my conciliary. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like Robert Duvall. He's Godfather. You go talk to your mother.
Yeah, but this is a family.
We had an amazing lunch with her 2 years ago, and then it just went to crap.
Here's the deal. You have to find forgiveness. For your own good.
Every dime you made, you owe to her.
Oh my God. I already paid her. She owes me money.
And it seems like the
betrayal. Can I let go of that? Is that a resentment?
She's real proud
of it. That's a fact.
Everybody's mic's off except mine. And betrayal is something you got to work on. Betrayal is really tough to trust somebody again. And you don't want to get in deep enough with her again that you could be betrayed. You just want to get in deep enough that there's doing what you have to do to be a good son and to enjoy the things you want to enjoy about her and let them have a relationship with her without conflict, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next time.
I felt on to you now. Now we're falling for